God bless you, brothers. I like to give thanks for you pray for us and sustain. We need your prayer because it's we have a lot of work, and it's good for me and my family to stay here in this conference and hear the God's word and have a company with the saints, especially with this church. This is my church, and it's a very good blessed stay here. And I like to show you how God worked in Mexico, especially in these years. God used us for continue the work in the area, and we continue to pray for God raise somebody in the area or send somebody else for continue the work if God called me to home. God give us very good opportunity for give a testimony to the community with we supply corn and beans for the people. The church knows the people lost the plantation because the last summer we have a lot of rain and the river flowing and destroyed all the some plantations and the churches and this church send the money for take corn and beans and the people in the village in the other villages around to the Aguacaliente in Chihuahua, they are very happy because they know I explain it's not me give this thing, but I try to teach him is God. God supplied what they need. They need understand. Because sometimes the people like to pull the eyes in the men. But I clarified, is God supplied these things. Because some people is angry because it's a lot of rain and destroyed all the plantations. And some people thinking God is no good. But when I explain, these things is from God sent to you. And they are very happy because we supplied sufficient for several months. Maybe we supply seed for eat and for plant this next year. So they have corn and beans for eat maybe 8 or 9 months after they take the next harvest. So they are very happy, and sometimes they don't show how they don't give greetings or thank you, because some people have problems in communicate or show the feelings. But I can see the people change. They are friendly. They know each other for a long time. But some people in the villages they are very Catholic and they have some feelings with the Christian people. But now they are very friendly to me, and they understand God is good. God have a mercy. So this is a very good testimony for the people, because the other way, when the government come and give something to the people, they have that distinctions, because the government looking for votes, so the people need to show the credential for votes. If somebody don't have credential for vote, they don't give nothing. So and I give everybody, all the families have. The families, they lost everything, I give more. But the other people give sufficient for they can survive for several months. So they know, they see God have interest in the people. Maybe in the years or in God's time, they respond to the gospel. This is my prayer, God. because they need to come to the Lord and know the Lord. Because one day they come to in front of the throne and respond what God give. Maybe material things and spiritual things. They need to know. They have that responsibility before God. So, but they are very happy. The old people and every family have the portion. And other people to the other villages, you know, when they see somebody come and give food or clothes or whatever, everybody like to come and have something. So we have four or five families extras come to other places, and they see that we give to the people, and they like to have too, and they come and ask me, can I have some? Oh, it's okay. You can have some. And in the end, God provides sufficient, and we have a little bit more extra. And one missionary friend, he go to other part of the mountains. He helped me for bring the corn and the beans from Cuauhtémoc to the village. So he asked me, if you have something extra, I like to have, because in the area that I going, they don't harvest. They plant beans. But the, ¿cómo se dice? But the grasshopper eat all the plantation. In Spanish we call chapulín. But is a grasshopper eat all the beans plants, so they don't have nothing. And especially the pastors, this missionary friend know five families, these five pastors, and they don't have nothing for it. So God provides sufficient to us, and in the end we have something extra, and I give this brother. And he told me when he give these things to the pastor's family and other families too, one lady is a pastor's wife. She come and cry and said, yesterday I cooking the last beans that I have, so now I know God send these things for me. And she cried. She start crying because they don't have nothing. They are part to Indian, Tarahumara Indian, and they only have a small piece of land for plant, and they don't ¿cómo se dice? Fumigaron. Fumigate. So they lost everything because the grasshopper eat all these things. So this is a very good testimony for the people, and they know we are in the village, and anytime they need something, if somebody is sick, come with us. If somebody have other needs, especially the old people, they come and ask if we can help. So anytime that we have the opportunity, we help the people. We show compassion to the people. Our first purpose is preach the gospel. They need to know the Lord and come in salvation. In other area that we give a testimony to the community is one young lady have a 15 years birthday. Okay, in Mexico, when a young lady have a, I know here is 16, but in Mexico it's 15. When the ladies come to the 15 years birthday, they make a big party. In the villages, they have a party with dancing and wine and beer and all these things. But they never see the Christian party, and I have the opportunity to preaching in an open door. It's a big family. It's, you can see the Iris is the name, the young lady. She dressed beautiful, and the parents, they are very proud. And she come in front of everybody, and she give a testimony. She is no Christian, but she attended to the church. And I have the opportunity for preaching. Almost 80 people come to the, and they provide a lot of food, Christian music. And actually, part of the family, they don't come because they don't have wine, they don't have a dancing or something like this. But it's a very, very good time. It's a testimony to the community because they never see something like this. They thinking all these times that somebody have this kind of the celebration, anytime they looking for wine, dancing, music, and all these things, singing and whatever. But they are surprised when they hear the gospel and the explanation, and everybody is happy and have a plenty food, and they have food for bring to the house. It's a lot of food. So they see the Christians. We are a normal people. We don't live in another world. We are like they are, and we rejoice. We have a very good times too, because normally they thinking we live in bad lives and all these things. But when they see all this, the Iris is very happy, and the parents too. They see we are normal people, but the only difference is Christian. Jesus Christ is in us. This testimony, God give us opportunity to show the people in the village we can living happy and obey God and living show compassion to the people, and this is only for God work in us. So we continue working in the area. And the people know I am very sick. When I distribution the corn and beans, some men come and ask me, if you need help, tell to us. You don't need working in nothing. You can sit in there and give us orders, and we can help you. They never offer me something like this. It's the men, they are very Catholic people, and they know I can work hard now, and they offer me, help me. It's something encourage me, and it's good for me. They can see and how they can help other people too. And it's good, because normally the people try to take ¿cómo se dice? Ventaja. Sometimes the people try to have advantages to the other people, but now they see they can help each other and work together, especially in the difficult times. So is God used to us, no matter if I am weak physically, but I can preach, I can teach him, and I take all the opportunities that God give me. Actually, 2 weeks ago, I go to Oaxaca and preach in the conference with Brother Nemorio. It's a wonderful time too. From Chihuahua to Oaxaca is a long, long way. I rejoice when I come to the place. It's the fourth year, and I go to this conference. This is the 8th anniversary to the church, and they have a conference. And Brother Joe Ortega and Domingo Vega, and I preaching in the conference. Is every year is different, but every year we rejoice in preaching the gospel to the people. The church is very, very small church, but they invite to the people. And the first day, we have maybe 60 people. The next day, they start Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Sunday, almost the same like here. And the first day, we have 60 people. The next day, a little bit more and a little bit more. And the Sunday, normally, is the church is packing. I think we have a Sunday morning 110 people. The building is packing and somebody is outside. So it's anytime they invite us for go to preach in the gospel, I like to go because I see the people for the 4 years and I visiting the area, I see the faces continue coming. And I see new faces too. And the pastor, they told to us, the people like to come when we preaching. And it's only for God is that God received the honor and the glory. Not to us, but for the God is the glory. And you are part to this work in Aguacaliente, in Chihuahua, in Oaxaca, because you support to us and you pray for us and you are part to this work. I like to encourage to you continue extended the gospel in any place, in any area, here in the United States, Mexico, and other countries too, because this is what God called to us, preach the gospel in every creature. Actually, some people for other states, like Tabasco and Veracruz, they come to the conference in Oaxaca because Brother Nemorio start visiting one time a month, visiting Tabasco and Veracruz and start a new work in the area. In Tabasco, they have 4 or 5 families, maybe 15 people. It's a group they meet in one house in Tabasco. Actually, the Sunday before the conference, they baptized one man. He come to Tabasco from Tabasco to Oaxaca for baptize because in Tabasco is no church for teaching the doctrines to the grace. So he come to Oaxaca and he come a part to the church. In the area, they baptize Abilio. He's a man maybe 65 years old. He have a profession in the past, but in the last year when Nemorio start teaching in Tabasco, he come to the conclusion in the past he living like hypocrite, but he don't is a true Christian. So when Nemorio start teaching, he confessed God saved him. So Nemorio baptized Abilio the Sunday before the conference. So they extended in other people. Veracruz, when Nemorio drive in the bus to Tabasco, Veracruz is in the middle. So one trip he meet somebody in the area and they start talking and this man asked, can you come to our place and teach to us, because they profess Christianity but they don't have a church, they don't have a pastor, and they ask Nemorio if he go and teaching, and Nemorio start visiting one time a month. He come first in Veracruz Wednesday or Thursday, and the Sunday go to Tabasco. Every month is the same. So Nemorio is very encouraged when we come and preaching, and sometimes we have a fellowship and start talking, and he asks some questions, And he is very, very encouraged with us. And he liked to extend the gospel in other places too. And one more time, you are part of this work. I mentioned some names, maybe you don't figure out or you don't understand, but God knows. God knows. Tabasco and Veracruz, they are in the very, very south of Mexico. We are in the north. Chihuahua is in the very north of the country. And Tabasco and Veracruz is in the south, close to Guatemala. But so we never know. Please pray for us. God can continue to use it to us and extend the gospel in different places in Mexico and continue it in especially in Chihuahua when we live in, when we are. But I take all these opportunities for continue teaching and preaching. This is what I can do. Physically, I can work now because the doctors told me, well, they have their own opinions, but I trust in God. And they told me, careful, be careful, because you can die one of these days. And I said, I know. But I can work hard, but I can teaching, I can preaching, so I continue in this way. And actually, pray for us, because the next week, next month, one group from Chihuahua City, maybe you remember Sergio and Kay Martinez, come in November. They are part of the church in Chihuahua City, and they like to know the doctrines of the grace. And they have 20 or 25 young people, ladies and boys, and they like to come to Aguacaliente for a small conference, a short conference next month, and teaching, my wife teaching the ladies and I teaching the boys in the mornings. In the afternoon, we have a meeting together, everybody, and they like to know the doctrines to the grace. This church in Chihuahua City, they don't have a pastor. They start the work, I think, 2 years ago. And, they start the work 2 years ago. They start with five families. Now they are 90 people. And they don't have a pastor. They have three men preaching and teaching, but they looking for a pastor. And they like to know the doctrines to the grace. And they like to us teaching the young people. So please pray for us, because the next month we have this group 3 days. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. 3 days they come to our place and spend all these days teaching and know the doctrines to the grace. And of course, in May, we have our conference in the last week to May 28 to June 1st. We have our conference. So this time is we have a full time. Pray for us, God, strength physically and spiritual too. And one more time, you are part of this work. Please continue to pray for us. I like to preach and teaching at the last moment, and I appreciate too much your support, your prayer, all the people in the churches participate with us in extending to the gospel in Mexico. It's my house, Mexico is my country, and I like to preach to my people in the area when we're living, in whatever opportunity that God give me in other places too. Brother, thank you, and forgive me to my English. If you know, understand something, ask Brother Kai.